But we are up to the bottom of Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, by the Mishnah. So let's get started. Zok the Mishnah. Is this being recorded? Does anyone know if we're recording over here? Looks like we're recording. Because Yoni would like to get the recording. Dumos Tsurois Levana Ayula Rei Gamliel B'tavlo U'B'Koysel Ba'Li Yosei. Where Gamliel had a tablet, and on the wall he had images of the Levana. Shebehen Maras Hediotis. That's what he would use to show the Hediotis. And he would show the Edim, and he would say, Haime Kazera Isai Kazet. Is this the type of thing that you saw like this? Says the Gemara, Umi Shari. Is it mutter to make such a thing? Vaksiv lo sasun iti. Don't make with me. Lo sasun kidumus shamashai. It seems like you cannot make an image of the shamashim, which would mean the celestial forms, which I would assume includes the moon. So how did he make shapes of the moon? Amar Abaye lo esotore ella shamashin she'efsher la'asois kamoisan. Abaye says, listen, the only shamashim that you're not allowed to recreate are ones that we can actually create. In other words, a man cannot really create a moon. So to make an image of the moon is a joke. A man cannot create the sun, but a man can create something like a Beis HaMikdash, right? A building, a temple. So that's what you're not supposed to recreate. Kidetanya, like it says in the Braisa, Loisase Adam Beis Tavnis Bayis. Tavnis Heichal Achsadra Tavnis Ulam Chotzer Keneged Azara Shalahem Keneged Azara, I'm sorry, Shulchan Keneged Shulchan Menoira Keneged Menoira. These are all the different types of things that a person should not make. Anything that seems to be a duplicate of what was in the Beis HaMikdash. All the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chotzer, as you mentioned, the Azara, a shulchan keneged shulchan. In other words, you shouldn't make a shulchan that seems to be, reflects the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. A menorah that reflects the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, we're about to turn the yamid. Aval oiseh, one can make, shel chamisha, shel shisha, v'shel shmoina. You can make branch, a candelabra that has 5, 6, or 8 branches in it. Shel shiva loy yaaseh afilu shel shar mine matchos. Even using other types of metals, we shouldn't do that. It doesn't have to be only of gold. It should never be a menorah of 7 branches. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda aymer avshel eitz lo yaaseh kedosh also malchei beis chashmonai. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, why you said all other metals, even if it's not a metal, even if it's wood. And the proof is the Beis Chashmonai, they made a menorah out of wood. When the times of the Chashmonaim, so we know that Timu Kol Hashmanim, they were metame everything. So the Chashmonaim had to make a very quick makeshift menorah, and they made one out of wood. At least this is what his opinion. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Amuloi, the Chacham said back, Misham Raya, Shpudin Shel Barzel Hayu. It was really, there were Shpudim as rods of iron, V'chipum, Bibats, and they were like plated with bats is tin, and tin tends to start looking like wood over time. So therefore, you made a mistake. There was no such thing as ever a menorah shel eitz. It just looked like shel eitz. Hashiru, and when they actually got richer, asum shel kesef. So then they upgraded to make of silver. Chazu v'eshu asum shel zav. So that's the story. It was always made out of metal. Now the Gemara is assuming at the moment, the only thing you're not allowed to make is basically things from the Beis HaMikdash. V'shamoshin, she'ef shal asosin k'moysan, mishari. Ask the Gemara, and any type of shamish, which I cannot duplicate, so I can make a form of that. Is that true? V'atanya, v'sasun iti, v'sasun kidmu shamoshai, ha'mishamshim lefanai b'maroim. Says clearly over here, anything, you can't duplicate something that is on high, and we can't. There's nothing on high that we could possibly make. Amar Abaye. So Abaye comes with a new answer. The only thing the Torah asks it is making the dmus of the four faces. Rashi says the dmus arbaponim leguf echad kein chayis hakodesh. Only things that have the four heads together are four-headed. Seems like animal, which are the four. I'm assuming is the four faces of the merkava. Elameata. What you mean to say is parts of Adam lechudei. Tishtri, you mean to say that the face of a man alone is mutter to make? Because a man is one of those four faces, a man, an eagle, a lion, and a malach. Aloma, Tanya, kola partsufois mutarin, chutzmi partsuf Adam. Why does it say that all other partsufois are mutter? Partsuf Adam seems to be aser. Amrav huna breder av idi mi mefarke de abaye shmieli. I learned the prokem that I learned from Abaye. I understood. Loisasun iti loisasun oisi. There's another drush over there. Man is made in the image of Hashem. So when the pasuk says loisasun oisi, you should not make a duplicate of me. What does that mean? What form? That means obviously not make another man. So man has a specific issur when it comes to man and. All the four panim together have a specific issur when it comes to them, and you can't make also the kelim and the beis hamikdash. Says the Gemara, v'shar shamashin mishari. Do you mean to tell me that the other shamashin are mutter? V'atanya lo sasun iti lo sasun kidmus shamashai hamishamshin lefanai b'maroim kigoin oifanim srafim v'chayis hakodesh malachei hashores. Here we go. It's black on white. All those things, you're not allowed to make forms of them. Abai says, you're right. Those things you can't make. But the Shemesh v'Yareach are in the Madar HaTachtoin. Those are things that we can see. So therefore, those are okay for us to duplicate. But to duplicate angels that we can't. Says the Gemara with a challenge. Shebe Madar HaTachtoin Mishari. Is it true that things that are in the Madar HaTachtoin, it's mutter v'atanya asher b'shamayim l'rabas chama u'levana k'chavim u'mazolais mimal l'rabas malachi ha'shores. So what do I seem to see? Clear in the pasuk, you cannot. It's usher. Even chama, levana, k'chavim, which are madra tachton. Says the Gemara, kitanya ha'hi l'avdom. There that it says it's usher, that's referring to serving them, bowing to them. That's for sure usher in all of these things. Says the Gemara, Ila Avdam, if it's saying that you're not allowed to bow to them or serve them, Afilu Shilshul Katan Nami. Even if it's a small worm, so you make it sound like it's only something that's on high, something you can't serve, you can't bow to any creature at all. Says the Gemara, Enachanami, you're right. The Tanya, Asher Ba'aretz. It says in the Pasuk, Asher Ba'aretz. We said before, Asher Ba'shamayim. Now we're saying, Asher Ba'aretz. Lirabais Harimug voice. Yamim Naharas. It's coming to include mountains and seas, Afikim u'ga'ois, and all these other types of vistas, any of these grand places that we're speaking about. All of those are included in the Isser of serving them instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And includes streams and valleys. And then it says, mitachas. That was the pasuk that we said, Asher Ba'aretz. Mitachas, what does that mean? Underneath, that's on the bottom, there are a shilshul katan. So what do we see? You taka right. A shilshul katan is taka also for us to serve. And it's learned out from that pasuk over there. It says, the Gemara of Asiya Gridita Mishari. Is it mutter taka to make a sun and a moon? We said that it's only usher to bow down to them, and it's only usher to make celestial beings from the mother Elyon. Is that true? Vasiya gridata mishari vatanya loisasun iti loisasun kidmus shamashay mishamshel fani kigon chama ulevana koychavim mazalais. Whoa! Here we go again. So we really been like attacking this, and it seems like you're not allowed to make even the shemesh v'yareach, even just the dmus. Answers the Gemara, and the Gemara seems to go on a different direction. Enachanami, Shani Rabbi Gamliel, the Acherim Asulai. Rabbi Gamliel is different. He didn't make the Dumas Tzuras Halavanas. Other people made it for him. And therefore, it's not a problem. Because the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, the Acherim Asuloi, but Rabbi Yehuda, where Acherim did make it for him, and still, Shinina, which means sharp one, Sami Eina Didain, you should deface, Sami is like make a mark on the Eina, in the eye of this one. In other words, you can't leave it the way it is. You have to like knock it off a little bit. You have to break it a little bit. Over there, it was three-dimensional. And once it's three-dimensional, that's already a concern that people shouldn't say that it's an avodah zarah. Mishum chshada. Kidetanya, like it says in a braisa. Ta'abas chaysamay boilet aser lahanicha umutter lachtoim ba. Chaysamay shaykeya mutter lahanicha v'aser lachtoim ba. So the question is it mutter for a person to place it on his finger? That just says that it's aser lahanicha be'etzba umutter lachtoim ba. You're allowed to sign with it because Tabaas, chaysama boilet, if it's sticking out, so then asr lahanicha, you're not allowed to put it on your finger because it looks like it's an avodah zarah. Mutar lachtoim ba, because the chasima is going to be indented. So therefore, the chasima is fine. But chasima shoykea, if its seal is impressed, so then it's going to be mutter to wear it, but it's going to be usher to sign with it, because if you sign with it, you're going to leave a three-dimensional form. So what do we see from over here? We see that it's usher mishum chshad. In fact, the Gemara, umi chayshinan lechshada, is it true that we actually are concerned with chshad? Is that something that we would forbid because of chshad? Vahahi Beknishta, there was a Beknishta, which is a gathering place, or like a synagogue. Dishaf V'yasif, that was the name of a place. Benarda, Dahave Be Andarta, that this place, Dishaf V'yasif, Benarda, Dahave Be Andarta, there was a place over there that actually it had what appears to be a selem demus hamelech, Rashi says. It had a bust of the king. It had a form of the king. And still, Rav Shmuel and Avodah Shmuel and Levi all went to daven there. They were not concerned with chashad that maybe they were people who think it's avodah zarah. Answers the Gemara, Rabim Shaini. In the case of Rabim, there's lots of people, it's not a problem.
Says wait, it was a tselem? What does it mean?
What?
What did they have hanging?
A tselem doesn't necessarily mean, it means a form. They had over there, like the form of the king. Whoever was the king at the time, they had a form of the king.
So that's not a problem because it's Rabim. I would think Rabim is worse.
Yeah. I assume that what it means is that when we're not going to be choshed, a whole group of people of all doing Avodah Zarah. There's one guy, maybe he's like, you know, a shvacha guy went off the derech or something. But if it's everyone together, so everyone's going to assume that it's just, you know, it's just a statue.
So what happened with the ego?
You know, it's over there. The Rabim Taka got caught up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or every other religion, Le'aleinu, that it's a Rabim.
Yeah, for sure. But over here, we have over here Yidden, and we know that Yidden are not allowed to do avodah zarah. So you see one guy, you might think this guy got chapped nebuch, but if it's in public, we'll assume they don't. But the eagle, I guess the eagle's a good question. But over there, we lost our footing because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. Anytime people lose their footing, anything can happen. And maybe everyone was, they were like, kind of like, everyone felt lost, almost like a yachid.
Now we have that as our paradigm. And so, therefore, this is not a shash anymore.
Yes, yes. Shemi Azor.
On the Gemara before, is this the reason by Tabas Chisemes Boilet is Asr La'anicha? Is that the reason by a matseva why the Isis are not supposed to be?
I don't think so. That's a good tushtel. It's an interesting tushtel. I think al derech Kabbalah, al pi Kabbalah, there's ideas of not sticking out. But
okay, going back a little further.
Yeah.
Just curious. Halacha lemaisa, how does the tushtel zechayis pictures or drawings of people?
So it's very interesting. Excuse me. A lot of these things are very interesting, that whether or not they're mutter or not. So I think when it comes to something that's a 3D, there's a lot more place to be machmir. For example, dolls is a serious, is a shayla. I mean, you have to ask the shayla. I know that some people are not comfortable having dolls because it's a demus of a person. If it's just a painting, it's much less of a problem. Because you know, it doesn't have the full imagery, but something like a doll, definitely, if it's considered to be something prominent, like a bust of an important person, could very well be a problem.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, however, if it's birabim, it's not a problem. But Rabbi Gamliel yachid hava. Rabbi Gamliel was a yachid. So how did he keep all of these images if he was a yachid? Says the Gemara, Kivan dinasi ho shchichi rabim gabe. Being that he was the nasi, lots of people were by him. It had the status of being a rabim. Iba yisema, another perhaps answer to how did Rabbi Gamliel have these things? The prakim have it. The Rabbi Gamliel did not actually have an entire moon. He had, like, it was broken up into pieces, I think. So therefore, you can't say that anyone's going to bow down to it because it's not an entire moon. And that helps us to avoid the problem.
I don't understand that, Teres. What's that, Teres?
The image of the moon was cracked in half. So people don't bow down to a cracked in half moon. If they bow down to anything, it would be a full moon.
But you find, Taka, by dolls, some people chip off.
Right. You chip, right. You crack it, right? Right, exactly. Says the Gemara, Ibayis Ema, Lislamed Avad. And if there's a third answer, is that maybe Rabbi Gamliel was matir because he was using it for a purpose. It wasn't just there like, for beauty or anything, being that he was using it, viksiv, and it says in the pasuk, loy silmad laasois. Pasuk says, aval atalomad lahavin ulehoirois. Person should not be accustomed to making these things. And like the pasuk says, loy silmad laasois kitoyaves hagoyim haheim. You shouldn't make it, but you could do it. For the purpose of understanding and for teaching. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel did it exclusively for that purpose. Therefore, it would be mutter. Okay, let's start the next Mishnah.
One last thing. I'm just thinking, shouldn't the Lashon be Leisomad Lasses Aval Ata Oisa Lahavin U Lahayres?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like the drush is almost on the wrong word.
Well, I assume that it's you're right. I mean, the drush has to be on.
talking over there. Our point is that Asiya is mutter if it's lahavin ulahiris.
Yeah, but if you look at the pasuk over there, is not talking about the same thing. It's a little bit of it's kind of like a stretch. The pasuk over there says a person should not learn to do like the toyaves goyim ahem. Don't do like their abominations. So you shouldn't learn to make their abominations, but you can learn how to make avo tumad lahasois. Is it to make? You can learn the Toya voice for the purpose of to understand and to paskin. So I think it's just like similar to over there because it's a different pasuk. It's not like sason iti. The pasuk in a different place. So just like over there, you're allowed to learn about the Avodah Zarah in order to understand and to paskin. Also, you're allowed to make quote unquote the quote unquote Avodah Zarah in order to learn it. So it's kind of like we're stretching from one to the other. That's what I think.
Hey then.
I hope that was clear. Ma'isa Shabo Shnayim v'amruinu Shachris b'Mizrach. V'arvis v'marv. Two Adam came and they said they saw the old moon in the east and we saw the new moon in the west and we saw them in close proximity of each other. That's impossible because there's a 24-hour period, as Yoni mentioned when he was speaking, when there's not going to see any moon. So it's impossible to see one right after the other. When they came to Yavne, Gamliel accepted them, not because he disagreed that this Edis is impossible, but because he figured that one of the two sightings was a mistake. And he knew al pi cheshbon that this was the right time for the new month. Oid bo yishnayim v'amurinu bizmanoi. Another two Adam came and said, we saw in the right time. There was not a cloud in the sky and there was no moon there. The kiblam Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel accepted them. Amar Abdoisa ben Hurkanas, Eidei Shekerheim. Rabbi Gamliel said, I don't understand how you could accept them. They seem to me to be Eidei Sheker. Eich midam al isha sheyolda. How could you testify on a woman that she gave birth? Ulamachar. And the next day, we see that Kresa Bein Shinah. We see that her stomach is between her teeth. She's still popping out. Her stomach's still popping out. It's impossible. But Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Roya Ani Es Divarecha. Rabbi Yeshua says, I tend to agree with you. And therefore, this Edus is not good. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua and the opinion of Dosef ben Hurkanas. Rabbi Gamliel, however, accepted the Edus. So Rabbi Gamliel is now going to, he's going to exert his authority. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, Gozrani alecha shetovo etzli b'makelchu b'moyscha, yom kippurim shachal yoyis b'chesh b'necha. I am gozer on you that you should come to me on the Yom Kippur that falls out according to your cheshbon. In other words, we have a discrepancy. I'm saying these were good Edom, you were saying they weren't good Edom. So according to you, Yom Kippur is going to fall out on a different day. I want you to come to me on your Yom Kippur just to make a statement to show that I am right or that you accept my authority. That's a pretty high expectation of Rabbi Yeshua. We'll see Beis Hashem. Hopefully tomorrow, if the Olam's up to learning tomorrow, we'll see how this plays itself out. Maybe we'll be able to pull off finishing the Perek.